The following podcast occurs in real time.
Welcome to the David Palmer Presidential Library, episode 17, where we discuss episode 3 of 24 Legacy. I'm Chris Lorenz, and sitting to my left is...
Robert Kitts.
Sitting to his left...
Maximal.
All right. We'll take that, I guess.
Is that one word, or are you Max the Mole?
No, it's like whack-a-mole.
Ah.
It's complicated. I was really... I'm pushing it.
I feel like this was the weakest episode of the
series. Well, no. We have to talk about something really serious. For the first time in David Palmer Presidential Library history... Harrison is not with us. This is because Harrison is dead to me for missing 24 Legacy episode 3.
R.I.P. Harrison.
Come back soon, Harrison.
Shout out. I gave my feeling of the episode. Anyone else?
I got a hot take. This episode was so bad, I'm not sure it's worth podcasting about. Who wrote this shit?
That is a hot take.
This episode was not very good.
Just like, imagine an episode comprised of like five different people walking into a bear trap. That's basically
this is
basically
like,
what happens.
This is the definition of a setup episode. They were like, all the plot lines, they had like a setup and then one plot line kind of finished, but then just continued.
I don't even really know what they're setting up though.
Nothing. They're setting nothing up.
How can you say it was a perfect setup episode when there's nothing set up?
It was just a nothing episode then. So they're not setting stuff up, then they're doing nothing.
All right.
Okay, so what happened in this episode? The head of CTU was found to be, you know, not guilty.
And that happened at the end of the last episode.
But then he starts, you know, working with Rebecca Ingram.
Or is he not guilty?
As far as we know, he's off the mole watch.
Or is he?
As far as we know.
Okay.
You can make it your mole of the week if you put him on your mole watch if you want.
Let's see. Eric Carter is very persuasive to a police officer. Narrowly avoids getting shot.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this.
Sure.
So Eric is in the holding room with the two cops are hostage. One of them has a bomb on it. The SWAT team is outside, and so he just starts explaining himself to the two cops, and one of them's like, okay, I believe you.
Because no one that comes into the police station is trying to use the same kind of cockamamie story, you know? Like, oh, you know, my brother's the president, let me out of here. Like, come on. Like, this one's just as believable as that.
Exactly. So why do you believe him?
Because the writer said so. There's no reason.
So then they use the bomb to blow a hole out of the room. But then they get caught by the SWAT team anyway, of course. But then one call from Rebecca and the cop's like, oh, he's cool. It's fine.
Yeah. I'm Rebecca from CTU. That guy's an agent of mine. Can you not kill him, please?
Yep.
I feel like that's how it went.
Pretty much.
This is like, this is the worst of 24, I think, right now.
It also, like, how quickly CTU was like, gee, Rebecca and glasses tech guy had the same story. I guess it's legit.
They also had a lie detection armbands on him.
They did have the lie. What was the word they used for that? I don't remember.
Omnipotence.
That's not what it was.
Omnipotentiometer.
It was like his body metrics or something.
Yeah.
I mean, the four guys are dead, so that like corroborates at least part of her story. It's not like none of that can't be corroborated.
Sure, yeah.
But she's the mole.
She could be the mole.
This is a very agile CTU. They make decisions very quickly.
That like literally did happen in like 5 minutes off screen for us. Like maybe not even that.
Yeah.
We got to talk, though, about how Max is just being very perceptive. And catching things no one else is seeing. So last...
I think it was very clear last episode, but...
So last podcast, Max was like, Glass's CTU agent and head of field ops seem to have some tension. It's clearly because they were in a relationship and broke up. And we were like, nah, we don't know why they have tension. Could be a lot of things. Nope, they were definitely in a relationship and they broke up.
Max has great gaydar.
I actually have terrible gaydar. It was really obvious. Yeah.
I don't really know what to say about that plot line. I have no idea where they're going with it other than just having a gay guy on screen.
This, multiple gay guys.
This is a more inclusive. It's a more inclusive CTU, except still no Muslims.
Except he's not allowed to be openly gay.
Oh.
Yeah, the more inclusive CTU is a little hard to fathom there.
Yeah.
It's a more inclusive TV show, maybe.
Maybe.
But it's also depicting like people that can't, like, they can't be open, so.
Yeah.
I don't think it's very LGBTQ friendly.
Maybe it's trying to make the public more friendly to LGBTQ people by being like, yo, this sucks for them. Stop being assholes to them.
I don't know. That doesn't really work that well.
I don't know.
Can we back up a second?
Yes.
About the explosion in the cell. Sorry, somebody knocked on the door. In that room. Like, there's no way that creates a perfect circle in that door and they're just fine. Like, none of them got thrown out anywhere. Like, ridiculous.
That's true. Like, I feel like of all the ridiculous things going on, that's like so low on my level of I can't handle that. That's like didn't even register for me.
No, I know, but it's registering with me. I'm just like, this
I can
is
tell
just
it's
like,
registering with you.
It's bothering me a lot.
So which was the worst part of it? That the explosion created a perfect circle or that everyone in the room was totally fine?
There's a couple things. Chris, he made that bomb out of nothing that he just had lying around.
It looked like it had some C4 or something somehow.
Yeah, I don't know. And then B, I think the circle is probably the next. And C is the amount, like, that everyone is just like, oh, that wasn't just a really loud noise in my ear. Or, like, pushed me away a little bit. Or, like, they're just like, eh, nothing really happened right next to me.
You know, I'm no expert in C4. But maybe, you know, Eric Carter is and he knows how it works. Maybe it's, you know, highly focused. Are you an expert in C4 usage?
I've seen a lot of Mythbusters, so I feel like I am.
You know, what's interesting is your name is C-H-R-I-S. That's C followed by four letters. Think about it.
Do you know what bothered me most about them blowing the hole in the wall? Eric clearly went to one wall, asked what's behind this wall, and then blew a hole in a different wall.
No, because the guy told him what wall to blow up.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's why
he was like coordinating. He needed to know where to blow the wall up. That's what happened.
All right, I'll buy that since it was clearly not the same wall.
He definitely went to like that cement wall.
Oh, yeah.
And then like, what's behind this wall?
He was moving like a filing cabinet out of the way. It was like, what's behind this wall?
It was... Okay, we've talked way too long about this scene already. I guess we can continue with Eric's storyline.
So Eric, like... So Rebecca makes the call. The cops go from about to shoot him to they let him go and give him a car. And are like... Hey, you need any help stopping those terrorists? He's like, nah, I'm good. And then they just let him drive off. Like, I have trouble buying that.
No one buys that. I didn't buy that at all.
The cops bought it.
So bad.
Let's move on to the next really great storyline in this, which is Aisha.
Oh, do we have to? Can we skip it?
Yeah.
What's her name again?
Aisha.
Oh, thank you.
You know what? I like where Chris's head is at. There's this whole storyline here that's just terrible. Don't just skip it. It honestly doesn't matter. Doesn't have anything to do with national security, okay?
It is definitely the Kim Bauer plotline of 24 Legacy.
Then what is the high school?
High school is Insanity maybe the best plot line going on.
You think so?
Definitely the best. Certainly the most entertaining.
We aren't rolling our eyes at the high school. Well, we are rolling our eyes for different reasons at the high school. But like Aisha would just like get off our screen. High school is like, what are these idiots going to do now?
Yeah. I mean, so essentially, what's her name? Eric's
Nicole?
Girlfriend? Nicole gets a message from CTU saying, hey, Aisha called people and set him up to kill Eric's brother. Well, that's the only thing that happened.
It's a little more than that. Nicole contacts Eric, or Eric finally calls Nicole, and she's like, I'm suspicious Aisha character. So Eric's just like, give me any phone number she called. I'll get CTU to replay you their whole conversation. And she's like, can they do that? And he's like, they can do lots of things. And then CTU just sends her like an MP3, like, hey, here's Aisha's whole conversation about how she wants to take out Isaac.
Yeah.
And then Nicole has bug eyes, and then Aisha catches her and takes her phone away. But for some reason, there's some random guy with Aisha and Nicole, and the guy says to Aisha, should I just kill her now? And Aisha's like, not yet. It's like, why not?
No.
If you're Aisha, what's the reason not to kill Nicole right then and there?
Well, the guy that was there wasn't last week. So when Aisha overheard Isaac saying to Nicole, yo, I want to have my babies, Aisha overheard it. And then she goes to like the guy at the fridge, which is the guy that you saw, was like, hey, Isaac's done. I'm all for you, baby. I want to have your babies.
Wow, Chris, you really...
I don't remember all this talk of babies, honestly.
Excellent pillow talk.
I may be, you know, flowering the language a little bit. But yeah, so he was there. He's next.
He was.
Aisha's next squeeze.
Following that pillow talk, Chris, is it time to talk about our drink of the week?
I mean, you guys can.
So our drink of the week is the same one as last week. We're still drinking Not Jack whiskey.
Still Not Jack.
It's still Not Jack.
It's a different drink. It's called Still Not Jack.
Oh.
Yeah.
It tasted the same to me.
Well, you can mix yours with Diet A&W root beer, but I don't recommend it. That's what I did. Big mistake.
It's aged, not the week. It makes it that much better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Not even a week, though, because we recorded on Wednesday. Yeah. What else happened in this episode? I don't really remember.
We got some big mole updates in this episode.
Big mole updates.
Yeah, no one wins any points for this mole update.
Yet.
Do we all get negative points?
What was my crazy choice? Was it the field agent guy?
I wrote it down. Hold on.
Oh, all right. Okay.
While Chris was looking that up, so Rebecca leaves CTU because they've proven who the mole is. It's, what's her name?
Neela Mizrani.
Neela's good enough.
Max, you said CTU agent guy.
Okay.
So
this is like an episode of Cook or Crook.
Oh, good callback.
To another podcast, yes.
So Rebecca leaves CTU to go arrest Neela personally. And, of course, tells Senator Organa, hey, I'm about to arrest your chief of staff that he's not too happy about. But then once Rebecca explains the situation to him, he's like, I guess you're right. And Neela says, oh, it couldn't have been me. At the time I was apparently accessing this file, I was out for my run, which is a very specific thing to kind of recall out of the blue. Did you really know you were running that day? I'm not sure about that.
She says she never misses it.
I don't believe her.
I believe her. Throughout this whole episode, at the end of the episode, I believe her.
You believe that she runs every day?
Yeah.
Why not? I believe that.
She's got to keep it trim. She's got to be thin, you know? You don't get that body without work.
I'm pretty sure when you're the aide to a senator who's running for president, you get some random disruptions to your day that you got to deal with ASAP.
Well, you just don't sleep, or you sleep like 2 hours a night.
Yeah, but sometimes you can't do your run at 6 a.m. on the clock because, oh, you know.
6 a.m. is kind of late for something.
The aide, the senator banged, is going to go on this morning show in 2 hours. We got to do something about that.
Yeah, and 6 a.m. is a little late for that. If you said, like, I every morning at 4:30 a.m., I'm like, okay, I believe you.
Yeah, so there you go. We don't believe her. We're in agreement.
That's true. She's got a high-powered job. But did she have a high-powered job? I guess she was using the computer. Like, how long has she been campaign manager?
I mean, it seems like she's been an aide for quite a while.
It also does ramp up, though.
It does ramp up. So was your definition of being in a high-powered job that person uses a computer?
Well, no, a high-pressure job. What? She doesn't even use a computer.
I think lots of different jobs use computers these days.
I never said that. I said she has a high-pressure job.
Yeah, you said hire a job. We saw her using the computer.
Well, she's in charge of a campaign for president. So, like, that, there's a lot of pressure going on with that because you either win or you lose. And it's mostly your fault.
Okay.
Or if you're Donald Trump, I mean, it's Donald Trump's fault. But that didn't happen.
Is this podcast a Trump-free zone? Or
Harris is not here, so.
I would like to say that Nila Mizrani, sort of a 24 equivalent of Huma Abedin, right? You know,
I guess
chief of staff to a senator or former senator running for president, Muslim, given some shit by the right wing for being Muslim. Whoop de fucking do.
I guess there's some parallels there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So back to Nila.
Yeah.
So Rebecca finds a. There's no cameras along her entire running route, but they found a ATM camera that reflected in a window that proved that she was at the office at that time.
Oh, shit. She did it.
But then we find...
Dun, dun, dun.
Who's this guy?
Mr. Tusk's assistant.
He's the guy from Cards, House of Cards, right?
Right.
Yes, Mr. Tusk.
So House of Cards, Mr.
But
Tusk.
It's senator's dad's?
So,
well, we got to talk about that.
Okay. Whoa. Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I was trying to trace back the Organa family lines, and I don't know above Senator Organa. But this would be...
In Star Wars, you're saying, not right, in 24.
Right. This would be Senator Organa's father.
Not Darth Vader.
Right.
Okay.
I'm sure there is somebody that is Senator Grana's father.
Probably.
So there's a scene, and we replayed it a couple times, where it seems like Senator Organa calls Mr. Tuck dad.
He definitely is his dad.
It makes no sense.
Why is that, Rob?
What about their like relationship seemed like it was like a father-son thing?
You know, it's a very... Some families are fucked up.
I guess that's a fair point. I guess I'll say something I said to Chris earlier. And the levels of things that are make no sense on the show, that seems pretty low on the list.
The thing is, like, why wouldn't he be running for president? He's, like...
Old as fuck.
So is everyone that ran for president this year.
Nah, this guy's...
He's just as old as everyone.
This year was a special year for people being real old running for president.
No, I understand. It's not normally, but like generally the older, you know, the better chances you have.
I don't know. That didn't work out so well for John McCain against Obama. Back in the day.
I don't know. I mean, what do you think he is? 70 and the other guy's 50? Like, how old do you think he is? 50 is pretty young for president.
I think this guy is older than 70, and the other guy's older than 50.
You think this guy's 80 years old?
77.
This guy is...
The actor?
Yeah, the actor is younger than the President of the United States.
Oh, he's 60?
He's 69. I believe the President's now 70.
The President is definitely 70.
Yeah, see?
Fuck.
So how old is Senator Organa?
You know... Great question.
Even though the actor's 69, he could be playing someone who's 76. He has a lot of range.
Maybe he spent too much of his life setting up this being a mole.
I just tried to type Sorry. I just tried to type Senator Organa into my phone, and I got Senator Organs. Sorry. Jimmy Smits, that's his name.
That is his name.
He is 8 years younger than his father.
Oh, no.
How does that math?
Don't worry about it.
Was his father like frozen? Some sort of...
like the movie?
Yeah. Some sort of... what does Han Solo gets frozen in?
Carbonite.
Carbonite type situation?
Could be.
That would definitely explain the age difference. Very strange.
What? How would that explain the age difference?
Right, no. The father gets frozen. The son grows up. The father gets unfrozen. Now they are closer.
Yeah, but you just figured that out by the year they were born. That's not going to change that.
Okay, let's say in a future where freezing people in carbonite is a viable option, you will probably measure people's age based on like time lived, not when they were born.
You realize when he was frozen in carbon, they didn't think it was going to work because no one's done it before?
Han Solo?
Yeah.
They thought it might work. That's why they tried it.
Well... You know, Jabba the Hutt wanted it done, so it got done.
Darth Vader wanted it done to Luke.
Or they wanted to test it out.
Yeah, they weren't...
Exactly, they were testing
it. That wasn't their plan for Luke if they didn't think it might work, but they had to test it out.
Yeah, exactly. So no one's done that before. So in a post-Star Wars Episode 5 world, I guess you wouldn't really want to do it unless you could come back, which was Episode 6.
Where are you going with this?
Not going anywhere because this episode is fucking boring.
All right.
I'm tired of talking about it.
All right. So let's finish the dad conversation.
Okay. Papa Organa.
Yes.
Papa Organa. Papa O. Has apparently hacked or had his lackey hack this ATM to put in Neela's image. And also he's the one who leaked the soldiers' names. Why? Unclear.
Mole watch.
We fucked this one real hard. And not in a, like, good way.
What?
So, yeah. So, our first moles revealed himself as Dad Organa, a.k.a. Mr. Tuck from House of Cards. And we have no idea why, but hopefully we'll find out more about that in a future episode.
Yeah, we all lost Mole Hunt.
Now, there's the thing. I don't think I've lost. I'm saying... Mole number two is still Rebecca. I'm still in.
You're still in on Rebecca?
I'm still in.
Interesting.
Why wouldn't she and her father-in-law be in cahoots?
Why indeed?
That's true. I'm going to double down on the senator, though.
That's reasonable. Are you doubling down on CTU agent guy, Max, or are you shifting allegiances?
Man, I'm going to stick with it.
You don't have to. It's probably not the best strategy to keep it the same person. Oh,
it's definitely not now that I think about it. Because it's a reminder of viewers. The strategy here is the earlier you call it, the more points you get. So you definitely want to switch around. All right. I'm going to say the mole is going to be a reverse mole, which is Professor Insanity.
From Insanity High School?
Yeah. Actually, no. Since it's a high school... Would he be a Mr. Insanity, not a professor?
I guess he's just Mr. Insanity.
Mr. Insanity is going to reverse mole these terrorists.
Ooh, that's like, I like it.
That would be a shocking reverse mole, let me tell you.
He definitely doesn't seem very, like, character-wise that he could be a mole. But they've done other moles where, like, I don't...
Big booty.
That's true. I do like that idea, though.
We were thinking Booty could be a mole the whole time.
He would have definitely been on this mole watch list like almost every week.
We were doing mole watch.
Yeah, but we weren't doing the official mole.
We didn't have the game.
Yeah, we don't have the game. We don't have the game. I don't want to double down on the center. I want to pick somebody else.
All right. Who you got?
This is a tough one.
Is it Aisha?
Go for Aisha. No one will see that one coming.
She's definitely not a mole. She's definitely going to die soon.
Pick President Tom Kirkman as your mole.
I think I'm going to go with Mr. Insanity as well. I'm going to steal your pick.
Okay.
Stealing the pick.
Yeah. I stole it.
Steal of the week. Okay. What else happened in this episode?
I think
do we go to Insanity High School?
I believe that's what's up next.
I don't know what happened in Insanity High School.
Okay, so last week on Insanity High School, Mr. Insanity murders his teenage terrorist girlfriend's ex-boyfriend's. So now this kid is just lying dead on the floor, blood oozing out of his head, and they're just like, oh, they still have not covered this kid with a blanket or anything, like 18 minutes into the episode. That's
to be fair, our first shot of Mr. Insanity in this episode is him with a really crazy look on his face walking through a crowded hallway holding a blanket.
Sure.
So he was like, finally was like, maybe I should go get a blanket.
But this show occurs in real time.
I'm aware of that.
It shouldn't take 20 minutes for you to say, maybe I should go cover this bloody child up.
This bloody child.
Also, isn't it the middle of the school day?
It's absolutely.
Why are there not classes going on in this chemistry lab?
Right now, like, it's 2 to 3 o'clock,
right? Don't Mr. Insanity and Russian
Amira.
Terrorist girl. What's her name?
Amira.
Don't Mr. Insanity and Amira have classes to be in right now? Shouldn't this room be full of
high school
children? It's called
the make out with teenager period.
It was a bit more than make out. If you don't remember last episode, they progressed beyond make out.
It's true. There was more happening.
So anyway, yeah, this kid is lying on the ground. And sort of halfway through this scene, I comment like, man, the kid's squirming. He's a terrible actor. Turns out he's a great actor.
Another excellent observation by Max that Chris and I didn't pick up on right away.
Yeah, so
he
basically...
He definitely doesn't look like he's moving, Max.
You know, maybe it was the alcohol talking. Anyway, this kid gets up, runs into the woods, finds a soccer team, and then collapses. With Mr. Insanity and... What's
Amira.
A fun name for Amira?
Mrs. Insanity?
Sexy Insanity?
No, they're not. A, they're not married. B,
they're definitely not married.
We gotta make a Chechnya, Czech Republic joke.
Czech Insanity.
Sure.
I got nothing for you. Don't look at me.
Yeah, so anyway... they all run into the forest and are discovered by a soccer team, and little boy is like a senior in high school, whatever.
Well, you yada yada some of the best part, which is, so he runs off into the woods when they're not looking. He finds the soccer team, collapses, no one sees him, and then Mr. Insanity and Amira are like, let's just pick him up and carry him back. No one will notice us. And to their incredible luck, the soccer team notices before they start to try to sneak him off. And then they're like, we just found him like this. I kind of wish they had been like mid carrying him away and been like, we just found him like this.
Like, don't get me wrong. I think Insanity High School is probably the strongest storyline we have in this episode.
It really
is. But it did not execute well. A sort of minor storyline is there is some friendship / skill transfer between CTU Glasses and Edgar, Mini Edgar.
Mini Edgar? Lady Edgar?
Edgar 2? Edgarita?
Edgarita is definitely the winner.
Edgarita could be a mole.
So I heard there was some controversy with Edgarita this week.
Really? Oh, yes. So I searched 24 Legacy on Google, and I found a shocking continuity error. It turns out that on the pilot, her nose ring was on the left side of her face. But in episode 3, it's on the right side of her face. So take
terrible.
That and...
24 Legacy is not getting it done.
Somebody should be fired over that.
Definitely. Let's see. What else happened in this episode?
I think just the final climax with Eric and Ben at the train station.
Oh yeah, that was okay.
It's kind of exhausting not having Harrison here to explain all the plot points in detail.
Undoubtedly,
Harrison, we miss you if you're listening.
Yeah, just like Ben, like sets up this elaborate thing, and it just falls in his face like immediately. Like how he had time to set this up, I don't know.
So I said this like 8 different times during the whole episode. So Ben, if you'll recall, told Eric to meet him at the train station with the $2 million. But then Ben is like, get on the train. We got to go somewhere else. I don't have the list on me. I've hidden it somewhere else. Ben did not have enough time to set up such an elaborate scheme for all this.
We know exactly how much time he's had. It's been 2 hours.
It's been less than 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's insane. And then when he finally does get to the thumb thing, he like has to cut out a part of the wall and there's an opening just big enough for the thumb drive
there's
in there.
There's so many easier places to hide a thumb drive.
I know. It's so crazy.
And like he was so worried about Eric bringing people, he didn't think about other people being there.
Even when the actual terrorists were there and started trying to shoot him, he still thought it was Eric who brought them.
Yeah. I mean, it might have been. There's the mole in CTU, then the moles could have known where they were going.
Yeah, Rebecca. Rebecca tipped him off.
Could have been Rebecca.
Could have been Dad. Papa Organa.
Papa Organa wouldn't have a mole in CTU, though.
Papa Organa has moles everywhere.
I don't know. Just...
He's got the force, too.
Just a shit episode. Is there anything more about the train scene we want to talk about?
Well, I mean, this is a good time to bring up Kill of the Week, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Very clutch.
There was a shot. I think Eric shot somebody as he was going down the stairs. That's probably my Kill of the Week.
There's a little bit more to it, which is Eric's at the top of the stairs. This guy's kind of at the middle of the stairs, you know, maybe 13 steps down. Shoots him. Eric is running down the stairs. Right when he's by the guy, he shoots him again.
Shoots him in the crotch.
Yeah.
I think he did shoot him in the crotch.
Should we have an instant replay of that, perhaps?
I don't think the instant replay will be good on the podcast. I think it's okay.
That's true.
But
that's
I agree that was the kill of the week. And it's the fact that Eric shoots him 4 times, and then as he runs by, he has to shoot him 1 more time. That cemented it for me.
So we do also have to discuss last week's kill of the week.
Do we?
Last week's kill of the week was Mr. Insanity
banging
his head in,
which
he is now not dead.
Man. Excellent callback.
That's a good call.
I don't think last week has a kill of the week because he was the only death.
Yeah, it was a kill fake out of the week.
Yeah, it reminds me a lot of 24 Live Another Day.
That's right. There were a couple
different...
There were
like never deaths. There were no deaths in that episode.
Huh.
In those episodes. Yeah.
Well, also... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, when we're talking about like what's left to say about the Eric and the train plot line, is that the sort of sun terrorist guy who's now in charge shows up, steals the list, and gets away.
Yep. You think you'd have some lackeys for that?
Well, no. He did it this time to get the job done right.
And he did.
Barely. Well, I guess not barely, but luckily.
Do you got to talk about Eric getting hit by a car?
Eric got hit by a car and is very nimble.
So first, he's like running in the street after these terrorist guys. And there's this car coming towards him. And he just jumps onto the hood of the car like it's nothing. And we're like, oh, Eric's so nimble. And then he like keeps running down the street and just gets hit by a car.
But he seems to be fine.
He seemed mostly fine. That's right.
So he's like next week, all him at the ER.
We didn't get the next time on again, which again, I'm worried what's in the next time on that we're not talking about.
Where is Tony Almeida?
Thank you for bringing that up. I was going to bring that up.
I was like, where, you know, you can't bring him in, you know, 5 episodes in this thing.
Well, they're pretty close to bringing him in 5 episodes in.
Well, I mean, you can't bring him in like halfway through. He's got to be here.
I think maybe he's only gonna roll in for like the last 4 episodes. So this is my actual Tony question. How is Tony involved with any of this?
I have no idea.
Like, it seems like either He's involved. It's one of three things. He's involved in Insanity High School somehow. He's in the terrorist network. Or they're going to be like, we need to bring in a guy who they have in prison. And well, they bring him in.
The promo made it seem like they needed to bring in a guy.
I definitely think it's they're bringing in a guy.
Okay. So CG just decides, okay, we need to go next level.
Well, we have too many moles in the network. We need somebody outside the network that can go in and get this done.
What about Chloe?
I don't think she... Chloe should be back.
Yeah.
She was the best agent, or not a best tech.
She definitely made the difference.
Maybe she's still hanging out in London with her, you know...
But Max, if she doesn't show up, you win the bet.
That's true.
So do you want her back or not?
No, I don't. It's a very important bet.
It is.
All right. Anything else?
Not that I know of. I mean, you got predictions for next week. Future weeks, I guess.
Aisha says her name one more goddamn time.
Aisha?
Is this the week? All right, so do any of these characters die next week? Aisha.
No.
No. She's taken care of two episodes from now. Her lackey, who's going to meet Isaac, is going to be taken care of.
Okay. He's not the lackey meeting Isaac.
No, I think...
There's multiple lackeys involved.
There's the lackey at the house and the lackey meeting Isaac, who I want to say is named Roya or something.
He's just the guy giving them drugs and he's going to like shoot him. I don't think it's Aisha's lackey.
I'm using lackey very loosely here to mean somebody doing somebody's bidding.
Fine. Whatever. I'm not going to argue.
Aisha's playing a real deep game, you know. Aisha goes several layers
deep. She has a lot of plans.
She's underwooding the shit out of this.
She's got to get that man.
Does Ben die next week?
Ben is written out of the show, but does not die.
But he's...
Ben will show up in the final episode.
No.
As like a, we got him, man, we got him. Like, camaraderie moment.
Nah.
He's not dead.
He's just done.
You want to bet on that one, Max?
I'll bet you... This will be interesting. By episode 12, both Chris and I will be on a diet. Whoever loses the bet has to have one slice of pizza.
Nah, I can't take that bet.
Okay. Good for you, Chris.
Can't take it.
I guess I just win.
Such a strange bet.
Such a strange bet.
Does the Insanity High School young guy who's in an ambulance with, what's her name?
Amira?
Yes. Amira.
She does. He dies.
He dies?
Yeah.
At Amira's hand?
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to mention this. Mr. Insanity is now alone at the school. I feel like that's not a good situation for him to be in.
But he is reverse mole.
If he is reverse mole, I guess it's okay for him. If he is way in over his head and an insane person, it's not going to end
who's
well.
Gonna, what's going to happen? He's not going to clean up well enough if he's going to get caught with blood all over the...
Maybe he'll just like accidentally bang a different student. You know, who knows what he's going to do?
What's going to happen is those people are going to call in their sleeper cell here, and he'll be at school and they'll be wherever else. It's the only reason I could see he'd be in deep trouble.
So the brother shows up and he's like, it's go time, and Amira's not there. It's just him and Mr. Insanity.
Yeah, something like that.
They mentioned something about how like somebody has to finish up a compound or something.
Yeah.
Is that Mr. Insanity has to do that?
I don't know.
Mr. Insanity has to do it because he's the chemistry teacher.
So it's like a Walter White kind of situation?
Yeah. They're trying to do whatever their sleeper cell-y thing is supposed to do.
I was on board the show pretty hard by episode 1 and 2. 3 is...
Yeah, 3 is rough. It was a rough episode. There was, like, I can't believe we got 40 minutes about Jesus. Talking about this episode.
40 is short for us.
I know, but this just wasn't a good episode, so like...
So last question. Why did Papa Organa burn the Army Rangers?
Compromat.
What does that mean?
compromising material.
So they have material that could affect the senator's campaign?
Either the senator or his father. Hmm. Blackmail. That's my take.
Chris, what's your take?
I honestly don't know. I can't give you... maybe he thought they were too attractive and he wanted to be more attractive than everyone. So he like...
What?
I have no idea.
That you didn't try that one.
What?
I'm going to say he thinks a major terrorist act that is averted last second is going to help his son's campaign.
How is he going to avert it last second?
Because Rebecca is the second mole.
What if?
You think, no.
No, she's trying hard to avert all of this.
That's what you think.
It would be weird for them to have two moles in the same storyline and not in any of the others.
That is so untrue.
I don't know.
There's plenty of 24 history to disprove. Well, you can't have two moles there.
Should we just...
That's probably there just to prove that there can be, and now that they've proven it, they don't have to prove anymore.
Yeah, maybe.
Should we just go back and watch a better season of 24?
Pop on season 5?
I remember season 5. That episode 4 or 5 was insane.
So
it was.
I've seen season 1 and 2. We could start with season 3.
Oh.
We could.
All right.
The villain from Fast 5 is in it.
This has been all your 24 legacy episodes. We're starting over. Season 3. Starting from the beginning.
Who's going to tell Harrison there's no more podcasts?
Don't worry. Next week we'll show up. We'll just put on season 3 episode 1 and be like, what's going on here? When Kiefer get back in the show?
Harrison will be in. Or maybe become a designated survivor podcast.
Oh. That doesn't come on for like another month and a half, though.
Well, we got like 11 episodes to catch up on or something.
That's true.
What has everybody else been watching?
I just finished Firewatch, the Ooh. Game. Real good. I liked it.
Okay.
Would recommend.
I haven't been watching any TV lately besides 24, but I did see the Lego Batman movie, and I give it a thumbs up.
Only one?
Two.
Okay.
But Lego people don't have thumbs.
I give it a Lego, two Lego claws up.
Okay. Chris turned me on to The Expanse. Pretty decent. There's this one guy with a really dumb hat, but beyond that, pretty good.
If that's all you have to complain about, we're doing good.
Yep.
I like that. The show's really good, too.
Also, it's got space Mormons.
Well, it's just Mormons in space.
Yeah. Space Mormons.
I feel like if you say space Mormons, it's like not Mormons. They're like something different.
I mean, I would call them space humans, too.
No, they're humans in space.
Okay, and just kill this damn podcast.
Rob, you have any plugs?
I don't have any plugs.
Max,
come back to me.
You're the only other one.
Follow me on Snapchat at Insanity High.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay. You can follow me on Twitter at the Chris Lorenz. You can follow us on Twitter at the DPPL. You can find us on facebook.com/the DPPL. And sometimes we podcast under Who Put This On, where we do different reality shows each week, a new one. And see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening.